We're looking at Galatians chapter 6 together as a church family, and we've already covered verse 1, but we'll read it again down to verse 5, and I want to preach to you tonight on bearing burdens. The Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 1, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." In verse number 2, he says, "Bear ye one another's burdens." The word burdens is plural. That means there's going to be more than one of them. And there's no getting away from it. See verse 5, "For every man shall bear his own burden." So the first thing I want to say to you tonight is that there's the commonality of burdens of life and there's the plurality of burdens of life. And every human being has burdens. If you're not careful, you'll think that nobody else has a burden like you've got a burden. And truly, your burden is your own and your burden is fashioned to your own life and own experience. But really, every one of us, we all have burdens. We all have burdens to bear. And some people fall under their burdens, and other people bear their burdens. And some people refuse their burdens. Some people try to change their burdens. And I would say this, the burdens of your life will change as you live your life. You'll have one, maybe in one time of your life and season, you'll have a different burden. There's so many types of burdens. There are burdens that people are bearing right here in our congregation that nobody knows about, that you're totally unaware of. And nobody has mentioned them to you, but their burden's heavy and it's hard and they don't see a way through. The burdens of life are plural and they are in so many different shapes and forms. They're mental burdens to bear. They're burdens that people have that they are cracking underneath of those burdens mentally and they can't take it anymore. That's why we preached that series of messages back last year sometime on biblical mental health and what the Bible said about, because there's some people that just can't take it anymore. And I tell you what, that's where we get to the place. You know that you need a message like this, you need the help of God. Whenever your burden, whatever your burden is, doesn't matter what it is, when you say, "I just can't take it anymore." There are people that have mental burdens that say they can't take it anymore. And usually that leads to something very, very dangerous and very tragic for their life and other people's lives. There are emotional burdens. There are burdens that have nothing to do with the body, but yet they are just as hurtful and just as real on the inside. Emotional pains that are so deep. Hard to get past them. There are burdens of the body. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4, "For in this tabernacle we groan, being burdened." And the older you get, unless God is very merciful and gracious to you, you are going to be burdened the older you get. You're going to lose your eyesight. You're going to lose your hearing. You're going to lose your six-pack, if you ever had one. Yeah. Going to fall down into your drawers. I don't know if somebody said that. Yeah. You're going to have some burdens physically. Yeah. And you can do all you try to do, but you're going to... "In this tabernacle we do groan, being burdened." Now, praise God, if you get to 7 years old and you've not had much of that, amen, glory be to God. But there'll come a day where you may not just lose your hearing and lose your eyesight and lose your six-pack and lose your teeth. You may lose your mind. But God, you know what I love about God? God says, if our heart condemn us, God's greater than our heart and knoweth all things. You know, if I lose my mind, He'd never forget. If I'm somewhere in some nursing home, amen, drooling on myself one day, I'd prefer just my wife to put me on the beach and give me some morphine to hit every now and then. Just go off that way. I'd prefer that. But if that's me, and I don't even know who I am, and I don't know if I have to have that kind of a burden, I'm glad that my God still remembers the day I got saved. He still remembers the day He put the Holy Ghost. He's greater than the burden of my mind and the burden of my body. He's a bigger God than my body is. He's a bigger God than my mind is. But I don't know what you're going to have to go through. Some of God's dear people suffer through cancer. You know, and I said that this, and some of us, you know, we don't understand it. And if you've never been through the same thing, it's hard for you to really relate to people that have these burdens. But, you know, just like our dear brother that I mentioned today, about Brother Craig, about his house burning. He said, oh, you know, when you get new houses, you can't get new pictures of your kids when they were two. You say, oh, what does that matter? I tell you what, I remember the day that my grandparents' house burned down. They lost everything they ever had. And there's a burden of that that you just can't really put into words. Unless you've been there, you don't see that. What I'm trying to tell you, there are so many different kinds of burdens that people have to bear. There are burdens that people carry from their past that are real, and they carry them, and they're hard. Maybe they have had some event in their past and it's just broken them on the inside. What do they do with that burden? There are financial burdens. There are burdens people have and they can't pay their bills. You know what? We don't understand, you know, whatever we're burdened with. You know, there are some people that can't feed their family in this world. There are saved people who are praying for their daily bread. Can you imagine if you were a parent in Africa and your child's belly was swollen and didn't have a hope of another meal that day? You know, I tell you guys, we live our lives like we're the only people that have burdens. And I'm not downplaying your burden. And I'm not downplaying whatever burden I might have to bear. And the Lord knows it can be heavy and I can come to the end of my rope. But the fact is that there are people all around the world. There's so many types of burdens to bear. Can you imagine the burden of watching your family being taken away from you or tortured? Can you imagine the burden that would be right now living in communist China? I get emails about that. They've taken people away. They've taken wives, husbands away because they believe Christ and they've never seen them again. I never forget sitting across the table in South Korea. There in Seoul is our priest and missions conference. And the dear brother's wife, she's Korean. They're talking to me. She's talking about her best friend in China. And one day, she sat down with her in a coffee shop. And they're rejoicing in the things of the Lord. And the next day, she vanished because the communists took her away. That's somebody's daughter. That's somebody's... Can you imagine the burden? Guys, can you stop? Can you just think just a minute of the burden of somebody taking one of your family members away for the cause of Christ and you would not even know what was happening to them? Do you know what kind of burden that would be on your mind? Where are they? What are they going through? Are they dead? Are they alive? God's people have always had burdens. And yet we have a God that knows about them. We have a God that understands them, and we have a God that can help us to bear them. There are people that have had to bore the burden of violence on them. There are missionaries and their wives that have been violated. There are people that have had to bear the burden of abuse and human trafficking. We're seeing that in our southern border right now. as a missionary in Romania. And I've told you the story before. And I can't get it out of my mind. And it just helps me when I get to a burden in my life and I start remembering all these burdens that other people bear, it really helps me to put things more in perspective. And I told you about that 15-year-old girl that got saved, and she got saved out of the village, and she'd ride the train and she'd come in and she'd hear the things of the gospel and her face would beam and she was so happy that Christ was her Savior. And then she just vanished, and I went to the village and I found her, and she had, her face had dropped, and she looked like she'd been run over by a truck. I said, "What happened? What's wrong? I haven't seen you." She said, "My dad sold me to this boy over here." Because in the gypsy culture, we ministered to Romanians, and we ministered to Hungarians, and we ministered to the gypsies, and the gypsies have their own culture. And what a gypsy father would do, especially if he was like most of them, a heathen, he'd take his daughter, and for the highest price, he would barter her away, because whoever he would barter away, he would get something in return for it. And so he got a ditch dug from his house to the river so the sewage could run. And this 15-year-old girl that had the love of Jesus all over her and a filthy, wicked boy, she couldn't get out of the situation. She was given over to him. It's a burden. Real burden. You say, "Oh, she didn't have any money. She couldn't run away." I almost got involved, and it's like the Lord says, "You better step back." That could have gotten me kicked out of the country. That could have stopped everything for our ministry right there. But what I'm trying to tell you is there are many, many, many burdens in life. What are we going to do with them? And if our Christianity only works in the good times, it is not real. So, give us some help, Lord, about these burdens. You're talking about the passage, verse number 2. Would you look at it? "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Just look at the first word, "bear." Bear. To bear something means to pick it up. It means to carry it. If you're a bearers of burdens, were people that carried things, carried a load or a weight. And burdens are not, this, and I know, and we're going to get to this just a second, and I know we want, here's what we want, this is what I want. I want the burden gone. God, get this burden off of me. And yet the Bible says, "Bear, you want those burdens. Carry it. Carry, help carry it for somebody else." But look at verse 5. "For every man shall bear his own burden." You got a burden? You're going to have to learn to carry it. It's a weight. Hold your finger there. Romans chapter 15. Romans 15 verse 1. The Bible tells us about helping carry other people's burdens. We can do that. We can do that in a variety of ways. One of the ways we can carry one another's burdens is in our text that we read tonight. It was that first chapter. "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such to one the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." When others have a fault, when others that are fallen, you can help bear that burden of their fault and help restore them. Many times we don't want to be bothered with other people's faults and problems and burdens. We don't want to be involved in the burdens that they have. And this is what I want to say to you tonight. Many times, and this is confounded commentators from time immemorial, why God would say, first of all, He says, "Bear ye one another's burdens," and then He says in the next, in verse 5, "You've got to bear your own burden." Well, what's the difference, Lord? What gives? Do I bear it or do they bear it? And the answer is yes. We're to help each other bear our burdens, but we've got to learn to bear them ourselves. We've got to come up under the load. In Romans chapter 15, he says, verse 1, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves." If you're strong in the Lord, you need to help somebody. You say, how do I do that? Well, you can intercede for them. If it wasn't for Abraham praying for Lot and his family, they wouldn't nobody got out of Sodom. He bore that burden. You can bear the burden in prayer. You know, I have to confess to you, and you know this, and I confessed my faults to you already. So, I'm not personable. I'm not very personable. I don't text everybody on their birthday. Guilty. It's just not me. But you know what I've done for many of you? It's been a sleepless night trying to hold you up before God, saying, Lord, please help them. Please give them strength, Lord. You can bear other people's burdens. You can do it in prayer. You can do it financially. The Bible says we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, but He also says in 1 John chapter 3, He puts bearing each other's burdens in this light. He said 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? In other words, we can help bear our brother's burden financially. We can help each other financially. The early church did that. Oh, you know, a lot of times we think that our money's ours. You know, you could probably help bear somebody else's burden. I probably won't embarrass him. I don't know that I would. I was talking to Brother Mark Whitaker this morning. I said, how's your week? I said, well, not too great. I said, what happened? He said, my cow died. My Jersey milk cow died. And you know, I wanted to help Brother Whitaker, and I said, brother, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't know anything about cows. But I said, maybe find somebody in church that does have them. Maybe you can get some ideas or something. You say, well, that's not very... Hey, look. One day you're going to need somebody to help you with a burden. And that's a trifling illustration, all right? He can get by with those milk cows. Maybe they won't drink milk for a while, looking at all those kids, but they can get by. But what I'm saying is we can help bear each other's burdens in a lot of different ways. We can do it in prayer. We can do it financially. We can do it physically. We can do it with our presence. Just being there. My mind's drawn back to that family in our church in Virginia that I've told you the story, and the 40-year-old man, best man in the church, died. His piece of machinery overturned and killed him. Wife and three little daughters there. And our church, we just went over to their house and we stayed. It happened on a Saturday, if my mind serves me correctly. Happened on a Saturday morning, and we were there up until the late hours of the night, singing and just being there, trying to bear the burden. He said, bear ye one another's burdens. Whose burden have you been trying to bear? You can help bear somebody's burdens maybe with a kind word or a word from God, or perspective from the Bible, or just some word that the Lord would give you. But He says in our text in Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens, and look at it, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now we understand the differences. I preached this morning even about the Old Testament, the New Testament, and Judaism and Christianity. But you know, just like the Jews had a law, Jesus has a law. And His law is love. He gave us a commandment to love one another. We've been given a commandment to love God. And part of that fulfilling the law of Christ is bearing burdens. I don't want to be a lawbreaker. You know, we're a lawbreaker when we refuse to bear burdens. Because, look, I would say this, we are never more like Jesus Christ than when we are bearing burdens. Who was Jesus? Was He not a burden bearer? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:28 that Christ, although I suffered once for sin, that He would bear the sins of many. He bore them. The Bible tells us, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, He bare our sins in His own body on the tree. He took what I should carry to hell and He put it on His back and He went up Mount Calvary with it. The Word of God said in Isaiah 53, surely He borne our griefs. He didn't just bear our sins, He bore our griefs. He took what would break our heart. He took what would bring us sorrow. And He drank that cup. It was hard and it was a burden. And He said, Lord, He said, Father, if it could be possible, let it pass from me. But I'm still willing to bear the burden for her. I'm willing to bear the burden for Him. I'm willing to take His nails. I'm willing to take His stripes. I'm willing to suffer His hell. I'm willing to bear the burden of separation from God. I'll take the burden that they all deserve, and I'll take it on myself. Oh, what a Savior. I am never more like Jesus fulfilling that law of Christ than when I'm bearing those burdens. Not only bearing others' burdens, but bearing my own. Well, what did they say to Him on the cross? Come down from there if you'd be Christ. I mean, you talk about the temptation from the devil in, you know, when he was tempted of the devil in the wilderness and turning the stones to bread and all that stuff. I think the great temptation was Him hanging on the cross and said, if you're Christ, come down off the cross. And as they spat and mocked Him and cast it in His teeth. I mean, for me, it'd been the temptation to say, Father, just 2 seconds. Pop! Jump down on the cross. All right, come on, big boy, talk to me. Do you know what He did? He never got to the point. Listen. He never got to the point that He said, I can't take this anymore. He took it, and He took it, and He took it, and He took it. And when we take it and take it and take it, and when we bear it and when we bear the burden, people's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ. He said all the law is fulfilled in one word. It's fulfilled in love, you see. And that's why He said over there in 1 Corinthians 13, would you turn there real quick? Oh, church, look, it takes, you know what it takes? It takes a lot of things. Whatever your burden is, you know what it takes for you to get through with it? To get through it? It takes love. It takes love. Love for Christ. In 1 Corinthians 13, you know the verses. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, He tells us here in this text exactly what charity does. He tells us that charity suffers long in verse number 4. It's kind, it envieth not, vaunteth not itself, not puffed up. Verse 5, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Can you cast your eyes at verse 7 and tell me what the first three words say? Now, Lord, I can bear that, but I can't bear that. Charity beareth all things. That doesn't mean it's fun, but it means you're carrying it. You know, guys, a lot of things that in the Christian life just have to be endured. And a lot of things in your life, no matter what, you just have to endure it. The Bible says, endure hardness as a good soldier. You just gotta bear that burden. You gotta keep walking. You gotta keep going. You gotta follow the burden bearer. And charity will help you to do that. Because it beareth all things. And of course, charity is the character of Christ. All those things, that's the character of Jesus Christ. Just like the fruit of the Spirit. So if I have that character, God will help me be a bearer of all things. You know, the Pharisees were not that way. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a Pharisee. I can't think of the words of that little children's song, you know. I don't want to be a Pharisee, I don't know, whatever. Y'all know the verse. Y'all can sing it. I don't want to be a Pharisee. You know what a Pharisee, what the Bible said about a Pharisee? It said a whole lot about things about Pharisees. Pharisees, you know, they were ones that really wanted Jesus dead to begin with. And this is what the Bible says about Pharisees. Jesus said about the scribes and the Pharisees. He said this. He said, "For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." You know what a Pharisee is? He will not bear anybody's burden. He'll put a burden on somebody else, but he won't bear one. He won't even lift a finger to do it. I read about the Apostle Paul as he talked to the church of Corinth in chapter 8 and chapter 11 and chapter 12 of the second epistle. And what he told them, he said, "I would not be burdensome to you. I don't want to be a burden to you." He kept saying over and over again, "I don't want to burden you. I want to help bear your burden." He says, "Bear ye one another's burdens." Who could you help? Who could you help? Would you go back to our text in Galatians 6? He said in verse number 10, Galatians 6:10, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Can you find some? We're not just talking about bearing all the, you know, all the humanity's burdens. We're talking about especially those of the household of faith. Who can you find to help bear the burden with them? And this is what I want to tell you. This is how I connect, one of the ways I connect verse 2 and verse 5 of chapter 6. "Bear you one another's burdens. Every man shall bear his own burden." What gives, preacher? Listen to me, listen to me. If we will help others with their burdens, we will find help for our own. You'd be surprised how you'll get some help with your burdens if you'll go help lift someone else's. But you know what's hard? I know it's hard, guys. It's hard when you're under a burden to go help anybody with theirs, because you are so consumed with your own. Brother Gibson, you need to call this week. We need to find out if the nursing homes are open. We've got to get back in the nursing. You need to go in the nursing homes. You need to go in there and sit with people. You need to pray with them. You need to sing to them. You need to find somebody that has a burden that they're bearing. And maybe it's the burden of going to hell. And maybe you can go in there and tell them about Jesus. But somehow we need to learn to bear other people's burdens. And at the same time, it'll help us bear our own. And maybe my burden is your burden. Maybe every man shall bear his own burden, he's talking about. Maybe things aren't going bad in your life. Maybe your burden is to go bear somebody else's problem. Somebody else's need, somebody else's fault. He said about Aaron the high priest, he said in Exodus 28, verse 30, that he had that breastplate on, that Urim and that Thummim, and had all the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And God said he bore them on his heart. Oh, how we need to bear each other on our hearts. And guys, I'm telling you. Please listen to me, I'm telling you. We're consumed with our own burdens because we're not helping bearing anyone else's. And that's what Christianity's about. Look at verse 3. I'll give you another thing. Galatians 6:3. Just going through the text. And he said, "Preacher, what does this have to do with the burden? I mean, God, help me through the burden. Give me an answer. How do I get through the burden?" Well, the Holy Ghost wrote verse 3. He said, "Preacher, how's this going to help me with a cancer? How's this going to help my house burning down? How's this going to help me with my burden of the family?" I tell you, some of those family burdens are heavy, man. Some of those burdens we carry for our children. Some of the burdens people that have in their own household are so hard to bear. Okay, Lord, give me some help. I'll read to you verse 3. "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Stop. What does that have to do with bearing burdens? Does that not almost look like it's out of place? He's talking about going to a brother overtaken in fault and restoring him. He's talking about bearing you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then he says, as if out of nowhere, "If a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." What does that have to do with my burdens? The reason that I can't bear my burden so many times is because I refuse to bear them because I'm not worthy of this burden. It's not fair and I shouldn't have to bear it. Does not God know that I love Him? Why would He put this burden on me? Has God not seen my life that I have lived for Him? Why would He put this burden on me? The reason that we can't bear with other people's burden, the reason that we can't bear with our own, is because maybe we think we're too important to bear it. If I get to the end of my life and I find out I have some burden like that, I'm, without the help of the Holy Ghost, I'm liable to say to God, God, I don't deserve this. Are you listening to me? I don't deserve this burden. That family that I looked at that just lost their 40-year-old husband, their 40-year-old dad, those three little girls, they could say, God, we don't deserve this burden. These are burdens that, well, why do we have them? What's going to help me with that? When a man think himself to be something when he is nothing. What will help me with my burden, what will help you with your burden is to remember how nothing you are. Because when we think we're something, we don't deserve it, and I'm not going to take it, and I'm not going to put up with it. So I have to humble myself and say, you know what? I am not too good to have a burden. I will deny myself, and I'll take up my cross. I will always, as He said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. He said in the same chapter, in chapter 6, He said in verse 17, look at it. From henceforth, this is the Apostle Paul. Galatians 6:17, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear, you see that word? There it is. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Evidently, Paul didn't think himself too good to be whipped for Jesus. You know, I tell you what, if a guy walked in here tonight and popped me on the mouth, you don't know who you just hit. You hit the man of God. How dare you lay a finger? Right? Guys, you know what they did to Paul? They beat him. And he took it. You know why? He was nothing in his eyes. When we think we're ourselves to be something, we can't take it. We can't take the mistreatment. You watch them marching these Christians. I'm talking about Christians in the first century. They're marching them into the Roman amphitheater and they're letting loose the lions and they're eating them alive. They're children. Is that a fairy tale or did that really happen? They took Christians and put them on poles. And put, as it were, tar or some type of a stubble and lit them on fire. They burned God's people at the stake. And how can you bear that? How do you not go insane? Evidently, when we think ourselves to be something, we can't bear it. When we think ourselves to be nothing, then we can. And my mind immediately goes back to that message that helped Brother Gibson and I's hearts so much. My brother Earl Hughes is in heaven. He preached that message on the penny. Jesus talks about Him sending out those laborers. Sending out to work all day. And at the end of the day, at the very end of the day, the last hour, He sends out another group. And when they come back in, and this last group, just they've been working an hour. And some of them have been working all day. And they come back and they get in line. And the Master, and Jesus said this. He said, the ones that went last, I want them to be first in line. Put the ones that went last, that just worked for an hour. Everybody with me? Are you listening to me? This will help you if you let it. They just worked an hour and they came and stood before the Lord. And the people that had worked all day long were in the back of the line. You know what the people in the back of the line said? I'll give it to you. They said this. We have borne the burden and the heat of the day. Why are we last and they're first? That's what they said. And you know what the Lord said to them? We agreed for a penny. Yeah, but this is not fair. I have been under the burden of that son all day long, and this other guy, you hired at the last minute, he only worked an hour, and you're giving him the same thing you gave me, and that's not fair. And you put him in the front of the line. And you put me in the back of the line. You're in the back of that line, you're bearing an awful burden unless you consider yourself to be nothing. And you consider all those people in the front of that, in front of you, you esteem them better than yourself. Brother Earl said, Lord, I tell you what, there's no charges for my labor. That's what he said. He said, there's no charges for my labor. If that good brother up there needs a penny, give him my penny. I don't even need a penny, Lord. And I've borne all that burden of the day. And at the end of that message, you know what he said? He said, Lord, what'll help that brother who's bearing that burden? It'll help his mind if he'll just say, oh God, I'm glad I'm in the line. I'm glad I belong to you. I'm glad I'm in your field. It's not what I get out of it. I think I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve a good life. I'm nothing. I deserve to go to hell. And my name's written in heaven. And I'll be with you forever and ever. I'm telling you, that'll help you with your burden. And I don't know what it is. But I know verse 3's got something to do with getting through it. He said in Psalm chapter 38... In verse number 4, the psalmist said, for mine iniquities are gone over mine head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. You know, sin is something that is too heavy. But I would ask you, why are our sins not a bigger burden to us than blank? Why are not we more burdened about the lack in our lives than we are blank? The reason that burdens are refused to be borne, the reason that people refuse to bear other burdens is because of verse 3. And then I want to look at verse 4. Would you go with me? I've got a few more things to say. Everybody okay?
Amen.
I'm trying to give this for our help tonight. He says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now wait a minute. Am I to bear my own burden or am I to bear somebody else's burden? Well, he says, you know, you need to put in context. Look at verse number 4. Let every man prove his own work. You see that phrase? His own work. Look at verse end of verse 5. His own burden. There are some things that we are personally responsible for that no one else is responsible for. It's our work. It's our burden. It's peculiar to us. It's what I'm supposed to do. It's what I'm supposed to go through. It's where I bring God glory. I'm glad I don't have the thorn in the flesh that the Apostle Paul had, and that there's not a messenger of Satan beating me. I'm sure God knows I couldn't take that. And yet He bore it. He bore it for the glory of God. And God didn't take it away. He helped Him bear it though. Every man shall bear his own burden. Every man shall prove his own work. Personal responsibility. Look, this is what I want to make a point with this. Some people, they'll read these passages and say, yeah, yeah. Amen, preacher. Somebody needs to bear my burden. Boy, I hope they're listening tonight. I've got burdens that they need to bear. I've met people like that, have you? They expect everybody else to bear their burden. There are some things, guys, that only God has given you grace to take. He's not given someone else grace to do it. Because he said in verse 4, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. In other words, when God gives you personal victory, when God gives you personal ability to bear your burden, you'll have rejoicing in what God's did in you. How he's been real in your life. How do I deal with my burden, preacher? I'll give you a few more things we've done. Go to Psalm 55 real quickly. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 more verses and we'll be done. I'm going to get in this nitty gritty now, all right? How do I deal with my burdens? I see the principle of verse 3. I see the principle of me bearing other burdens. Yeah. How do I bear my burdens? How do I do that? All I can do is read the book to us tonight. He said in Psalm 55, would you look at verse 22? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. This is the Psalm of David. All the burdens of David. Can you imagine them? How would you like to have lived with the death of a man on your hands that you killed? You think that'd be hard, something to live when you passed? How do you think he lived with one of his children raping another one of his children? How do you think he lived with that? You think he thought about his own faults? You think he thought about his own sins, of his own adultery? How did he bear that burden? How did he bear the burden of his darling son that he evidently admired among everyone, turning against him and wanting to kill him? How did he deal with that burden? All his life it seemed somebody was trying to kill David. If it wasn't Goliath, it was Saul. If it wasn't the Philistines, it was some other band of people that were traitorous of Israel trying to destroy him. How did he deal with all those burdens? David said, I learned to cast my burden on the Lord. And he shall sustain me. And I hear somebody say, well, preacher, I prayed about it and the burden's still there. Well, you didn't read the verse. He didn't say, cast thy burden on the Lord and he will remove it. See, guys, this is where it's hard. When he says, every man shall bear his own burden, there are some things in your life that the Lord wants you to bear. And no, he won't take it away. He didn't take the thorn of the flesh away from Paul. He said, look, but if you'll take your burden and cast it to me, I will sustain you. How's he going to sustain me by me casting it? That's why I sung the song. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. You said, I did it. Do it again. You said, I did it again. Well, do it again. And quit picking it up. Let him have it. He said, preacher, that's awful easy to preach and hard to live. I know, but it's the only way to get through the burden bearing. You need his strength. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I hear my granddad saying it right now. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Are you heavy laden? That's a burden, person. Heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then what did he say? Take my yoke upon you. And learn of me. What did he say? My what? My burden. My burden is easy. And my yoke is light. In other words, if you'll get in the yoke with Jesus, that thing that you keep carrying, will get a whole lot lighter. But see, our problem is we're trying to bear it outside the yoke. And we've got to submit to the Lord and get under His yoke and say, Lord, I can't do it, but I'm casting my burden on You. But I'm going to go Your way and I'm going to be with You. And I'll find if I do that, Your yoke will be easy. Your burden will be light. Because now we're doing it together. It's like I told you the other day when David Livingston asked Spurgeon, and said, how do you do all this work? And Spurgeon said to David Livingston, he said, oh, Mr. Livingston, you forget there's two of us. Are you trying to bear your burden? Or are you in the yoke with Jesus letting Him bear it? My yoke is easy and my burden's light. We want the heaviness to be gone. We've got to get to the Lord, church. And we have to follow what Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, because this is what happens in burdens. It gets so heavy that we get to a breaking point, and the Holy Ghost puts verse 9 in there in chapter 6 and says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm finished with this illustration. I've got all the verses. I studied this intently because I think it's so important. But I'm not going to belabor it tonight. Moses got to a place and said, I can't take it no more. He said, this, I cannot bear this burden alone. He said, kill me, God. I'm finished with this. That's what Moses said about children of Israel. I'm sick of it. And all you have to do is read Deuteronomy chapter 1 and Numbers chapter 11 and Exodus chapter 18. And this is what you'll find. Moses says, I'm tired of putting up with these people. They have driven me nuts. And you read that story. That guy right there put up with more than... And he got to a point and says, I mean, the poor guy, he didn't even get to go in the promised land because they drove him so mad. He started smiting a rock. And the guy says, all right, you don't get to go in either. You know what we would have done? We would have been mad at those people. We would have hated their guts because now I don't get to go in the promised land because you made me so mad I struck the rock. Now I can't go in the promised land. Is anybody listening to me? And Moses got, he said, I'm fed up with it. I'm not bearing this burden anymore. But you know where he got that idea? He got it from his daddy-in-law. Jethro came to him. That's a good name, Jethro, isn't it, Brother Larry? Jethro came to him and Jethro said this. He watched Moses. He said, Moses, this is too hard on you, buddy. This is what we like. Instead of somebody saying, you can do it, bear that burden, we like somebody saying, this is too hard on you. Let's get you out of this situation. And that's what the devil tries to do. Jethro said, Moses, don't do that. I've watched this. Look, and this is the very words of Jethro. He said, it'll be easier on you. Listen, it will be easier on you if you appoint all these rulers and judges, appoint other people and let them take care of all that junk. And then you won't have to worry about it. And you know what? Moses did exactly what Jethro told him to do. But he didn't ask God. God's not even in the chapter. He's not even in the discussion. You know what was the result of that? A golden calf. Exodus chapter 32. You know what good came out of that? Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and the earth opening up and swallowing people. Did it make it easier? No. That's Exodus 18. But in Numbers 11, after that story, and he appointed all those judges, Moses came up to God and said, God, about a year later, he said, I'm finished. Well, what happened with all these other people you appointed to make it easier? Did they not make it easier?
And now you're telling God, kill me. I can't put up with this anymore.
And God said this to Moses. He said, all right, that's the way you're going to be about it. Go get 70 men. This is after the Jethro story. Go get 70 men. Bring them here. And this is what God said. And I will take of the Spirit that is upon you and put it on them.
God didn't say, I'm going to call 70 more men to do this work. He said, no. He didn't say He was going to put His Spirit on these men. He said, I'm going to take of the Spirit that's on you and I'm going to put it on them.
Because guys, you know what bears the burden?
It's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And that brings us all the way back to Galatians chapter 5 and Galatians chapter 6. It's that spiritual man that restores such an one. It's the spiritual man that restores the burden. And it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's the spiritual man that's walking in the Spirit, that is able to have the Spirit upon him to bear the burden.
When those, listen guys, when those 70 people, the 70 people didn't make anything easier.
The problems were still there. You know what? They all died. Not a one of them went in the promised land. Didn't make anything easier. But oh God, I just can't take it. If you'll just get me out of this. Okay, put it on these people. The burden was still there.
Because Moses had on him what he needed to bear the burden of the people. You said, preacher, I got a tremendous burden to bear. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Are we Christians in name or is it something real? Is the Spirit of God that rose Jesus from the dead living inside of you? It is the Holy Ghost of God. He may not take away the burden, but He can sustain you. He can help you bear it. He can give you the strength to keep walking.